Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and blessing, transcendence, and tranquility. This is the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor, sharing love, light, ritual, and understanding from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, and evolutionary. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my mantra, my constant affirmation in my reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, and spiritual walk, and works along this life path and journey. It is how I make sense out of all that we are challenged with in our daily existence here on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin all endeavors. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2009, and this is the Divine Prince on Block Talk Radio, and the energy for the evening is Foundation. Let us please also recognize my co-host and life partner, the Queen Mother Naima Shikamana of New Orleans, now residing in Memphis, Tennessee, City of the Dead, and we have a great pyramid and a statue of Pharaoh in Osiris garb and implements standing right out front to prove it. Sister Toni is the yang to my yin and the female dominant energy component to my masculine passive energy and my muse and working mojo. And also here will be my special co-host, Queen Journey from Richmond, Virginia, representing her site, Kindred Spirit Sisterhood, on the ing.com network. Queen Journey is assisting women to take back their queendom. You can locate more contact information on my co-hosts, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles. Queen Journey, and she spells Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-E. Just click on her profile picture on the show page, and it'll take you to her profile. And Sister Toni can also be found at her Blog Talk Radio profile as Sister with T-A Toni, T-O-N-I. Also with me later in the show will be special guest host and my sister in blood and consciousness, Wapani Don, who teaches and ministers in self-empowerment, evolution of consciousness, and its application in overcoming childhood challenges and spiritual warfare. Wapani Don can be contacted on her various links located on her Blog Talk profile, and she spells Wapani, W-A-P-A-N-I. And now we will break for a quick musical offering, and we will be forward with the meditation and then the foundation. Peace and blessings, joy and prosperity.
Yeah.
Ashe, give thanks. Haters, perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, and nation dividers, you are now officially on notice. False prophets and ministers, vipers of the world community, those who would pimp the entire world just to honor and glorify your own ego and carnal desires, know that we are here, and the work must and will continue. We are binding all demons and devils and freeing the captives and the enslaved. The spiritual warriors and high priest, not just in name but in deed and honor, are fighting on your behalf and that of all that is good and righteous. We battle in earnest for those without a voice and powerless. Know that you wrestle not alone. You wrestle not in vain. We are here, called as we have been throughout creation since the beginnings of time itself. Know that this is the time to rise from your slumber and pick up spiritual arms to fight against spiritual injustices, darkness, deception, and calamity, wherever in the world it may exist. I will be forward in a moment. In this moment, we light candles to acknowledge and show honor and appreciation to those who have come before us and laid the way in the foundation upon which we all now stand. In this moment, we light candles to light the way of those of many who have lost their way and to guide them back to the light. We also light candles in this moment against all that would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave. We light incense and burnt offerings in this moment for those that have come before us, our exalted and ascended ancestors, and those who lay the path before us in blood, sweat, tears, prayers, and ritual. We light incense and burnt offerings for those who cannot protect and defend themselves, and with this we send our prayers to Olorun continually and without ceasing. Aboyu, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, which roughly translates, may our Igbo reach Orun, which is the Yoruba or Ifa heaven, May our ego be accepted. May our ego allow what we desire to come to pass. We pour libation in this moment to their continued life, blood, and honor, that their spirit, ingenuity, wisdom, and perseverance may never leave us, but be with us in all that we set our hands to do. That we will bring honor and not shame on our forefathers and foremothers as we battle forward in this often uncertain and perilous time. We pour red brick dust and form a virtual universal chain of intention and action, a protection for the innocent and all who do the will of light and divinity on behalf of all creation. Let us not sojourn and endeavor in vain. Let it not be for naught. Endeavoring that the divine creators will be pleased with us and that we will forever pay homage to the divine forces beyond our present level of comprehension and ultimately find our way back to be with them as evolved life beings. We meet here tonight in the crossroads of what has gone before and what is yet to come. We meet at the crossroads of all time and space, interdimensionally, cosmically, vibrating pure light and understanding, knowing that we stand at the center of the divine universe and all that is right now and in this very moment. We stand not in vain, we stand not alone, and we stand not without divine purpose. Ranks are forming to do battle in the spirit realms with us and for us. We need only to honor and acknowledge them, to bring their present evolution and wisdom force into our plane of existence. Know that the spirit realms are more real than this illusionary, transitory, relative, ever-changing physical plane dimensions for which many are ill prepared. True spiritual power and knowledge lies in its efficacy and its ability to manifest powerful, real, tangible, and lasting results right here in this time, in this moment, and in this space. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Tychicus, a faithful minister, shall make known to you all things. Please know from this moment forward, you battle not alone or in isolation. We are with you and here for you in any spiritual battle and endeavor. I will be forward in a moment. foundation is the act of founding, especially the establishment of an institution, structure, or concept. It is the basis on which a thing stands or is supported. A construction below the ground that distributes the load of a building, wall, or structure in its most physical sense. But in a more spiritual sense, it is the basic experience, idea, or attitude on which a life or belief is based. A base or structure upon which a belief system or ritual practice is developed. It is the basic fundamental building blocks upon which we act or think within any given moment of time or space. It is permeable, that it becomes a crucial part of our subconscious, autonomic, and instinctual thought and behavioral processes. It is what motivates and drives what you do and think when nobody is looking. Foundation. Some would say it is directly associated with consciousness. It is the divine law of squaring the circle, balancing the relative with the absolute. Yin and yang in ancient Chinese thought are the underlying and controlling elements of all nature. The act of creating or building an altar or sacred space is to project onto the physical reality the inner drives and motivation of the spiritual or inner consciousness and world. To create a physical focal point for projecting, storing, and focalizing spirit consciousness and ideals. It is a constant and physical reminder of what we are focusing on mentally and spiritually. It is a symbolic guidepost and a magical centered space for manifestation and actualization. The more clear your intention, the greater your ability to focus and draw that which is most beneficial and advantageous for survival and spiritual growth and evolution. Creating a clear and organized visual guide and connection to spirit is crucial to advancement and actualization of belief. It is the squaring of the circle and the first step to true evolutionary power and awareness. Something that does not change, move forward, and evolve will die. It is a divine law and a universal law, but also a natural law. If your body is not subject to frequent and often stimulation, movement, and challenge, it does not grow, it does not stay healthy, and it will die. This is relevant to any age or stage of life. And so, too, if you are not eating and consuming life, you cannot expect to continue to live, grow, and maintain a healthy body, mind, soul, and spirit. If you are consuming garbage, you cannot expect your foundation to hold up beneath you, and so too can you not expect to get full functionality of your brain, mind, and consciousness. It has been said that we only utilize 10% of our potential brain capacity and functionality. As the planet evolves and creation evolves, so too our minds and consciousness should evolve. In order to do this and be in tune with ourselves, we need to look at the foundations constructed for us and by us and begin to shore up what needs to be reexamined. A college student reading, studying from an elementary or grade school level textbook would be considered out of place. So why then do the learned, the educated, the religious, the so-called spiritual commit themselves to only examining one book and think that within that one book is all knowledge? Not just all knowledge, but the knowledge of the divine creator, as if man could compress that into one book. In the words of a great master teacher and wise soul, Adama from WRFG in Atlanta, and she's also here on Blog Talk Radio. You cannot expect to gain and maintain life by eating dead carcasses of animals, the pus and mucus of cows and chickens, artificial this and synthesized that, unnatural products that aren't even qualified to be called food. I know it's hard to hear, but know that it is the divine truth and the doorway by which you must pass through to ever gain full quality of life, health, spiritual and mental growth, and evolution in this time continuum and dimensional plane of space. Many are dealing with depression and mood swings, or not finding it easy to smile and confront life on a daily basis with joy. I challenge you to consider this. It is not what you lack or do not have materially. It is not your lack of companionship or a healthy relationship. We are all in collective relationships if you are not conscious of it and cultivating it right now. Consider the relationships you are not building, supporting, and nurturing right now wherever you are. It's not that you do not have just the right amount of money. It is as simple as what you are eating and taking into your body temple every day right now. Understand that we are not originally created to experience disease, infirmity, and death. Decay was not prevalent. Contamination and pollution were not prevalent at the creation of our planet. We have brought this upon ourselves. Know that you have the power and the ability to lessen your exposure to and voluntary acceptance of and ingestion of contaminants. When establishing or reaffirming your foundations today, be sure to look into and include diet and nutrition as necessary building blocks to personal and spiritual advancement. You are limiting your access to an ability to manifest great power simply by what you are taking into your body temple. This is the time to plan and prepare to grow something in your yard or in your pot this year. No more excuses. Plant something green. Plant something with color. Plant something edible this spring. I will be forward in a moment.
Day for you to realize. Time is just
Peace and blessings. And welcome back. We now have Queen Journey, who will be sharing with us a special piece on foundation and spirituality. Queen Journey, are you with me?
Peace and blessings, Divine Prince, and Queen Tony, and all our listeners. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much for doing the topic of foundation. I think it is very important. It's something that has not been touched on much, but I'm glad that we are bringing it to the forum this evening. As you know, this is the year for the woman. I believe that this is the year of the woman, and I believe that it's time to bring back that spiritual energy, that feminine energy, and take back our queendoms. And me being a mother of three, I think foundation is important because it should start at home, in the nest. Through guidance of praying and paying homage to our ancestors as well as our parents, and that's whether you come from a single home or a two-parent home, true foundation, I believe, begins in a nest. And I believe that what makes a true foundation strong is if there is some kind of God or higher base energy in place within the home. This is how we start to raise our children up with a spiritual-based foundation, as well as, you know, encouraging our children to do what's right and learn right from wrong. Me
That's
being a door...
I'm sorry, and let me quickly interject, too, as we open up our discussion and our phone lines, that you're touching on five key points that I wrote down that I wanted to include in our open discussion about foundation. And those five key points are education and diet, which are the very first things that our children are exposed to.
Right.
12 years, 13 years of school and food. And usually someone else's food, not our own.
Right.
My second point is family. My third point is environment and upbringing. The fourth point is religion and spirituality, which you just briefly touched on. And five, the ability of and connection to information and support. And I added that fifth one because it sort of overpowers environment if you know how to gain the information. As you know, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, so it was very convenient for me and my siblings to get on the metro, go to the Smithsonian Institution, which is totally free, and be totally immersed in an environment of positivity, growth, evolution, and stimulation. And that has carried throughout my four decades of life here on the planet. So I'm very glad and grateful that you included that in your piece, and I would ask that you continue.
As I was saying, I was raised in the preacher's kid, basically. Bear with me, y'all. I'm a little nervous. preacher's kid. So I was made aware of spirituality very, very early on. I was made aware of a higher power very early on. I also was made aware of my gift of sight very early on. So me, unlike other children who don't have that spiritual-based foundation within their home, might not be able to identify with these things, but I'm fortunate because I am a daughter of a minister. And that just pretty much made me the person that it's the basis of who I am, my spirituality, my faith, pretty much my foundation. And I think, again, this is what causes me to be on this plight for women, you know, the belief in the knowledge of a higher power defines how we go about our lives. And when we finally are able to take flight from the nest, we are then able to grow and learn how to tackle activities of everyday living. And that could be anything from conflict resolution to relationship issues, the act of learning to forgive and forget, not forgive, and to forgive and forget. So basically what I'm saying is spiritual foundation is important. Having a strong spiritual belief is important. It helps us become the people that we are today. It helps us to be able to survive. These things will allow our children to grow and become great inside and out. It'll also begin to promote healing and love and self-reliance. Yet also will teach us how to act for help and accept help from others.
Right.
It also will bring us closer to one another to bring back that healing power and that feminine energy and that love that I'm so passionate about. And sorry for stumbling over my words.
That's basically... I'm sorry. It's quite fine. Queen's Mother, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
And did you have
peace and blessings to all listeners?
Blessings.
Peace and blessings to Sister Journey and
blessings.
My life partner, Ty.
Give thanks. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
I'm enjoying y'all. Really, it sounds so good, and it's so informative, the foundation in us reclaiming the queendom, the hand that rocks the cradle. That's what?
Rule the world.
Rules the world.
Yes, it does.
And
yes,
we need
does.
To take that back.
And I would like to add quickly, if there's anyone in our chat room or on our phone lines who is listening, who would also be interested in contributing and joining in on the open discussion, please raise your hand or type in all caps in the chat room that you want to be included, and I will unmute and open your line. Yes, I too were a PK or a preacher's kid, as they say. Both my parents, even to this day, are in the ministry. I grew up apostolic, which is very akin to Pentecostal, but not quite the same. Our church, I believe, was one of the first to begin the what we now call prosperity ministry type concept. So I grew up in a very, very large, a very materialistically oriented church. And I quickly learned that many people, just I guess by human nature, are attracted to the gold and the diamonds and the glitter and the materialism aspect of these ministries. But often the spiritual meat, the foundation that keeps people from falling into greed and self destructive behaviors is lost in these ministries.
Right.
And I don't want to just beat up on the Christians. I found that in the Nation of Islam. I found that in some Rastafarian groups. I found it in many religious groups. And that's why I say it's a aspect of humankind that I think can be found anywhere, but it's something that we are supposed to grow and evolve
but if you read,
beyond.
I'm sorry to cut you off. If you read, the Bible says, what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? So with that, if you're about the material gain of it, it's senseless, because what way of being rich than being rich in the spirit and having that undeniable good feeling of faith and positive energy around you? That's better than any luxury car, any five-bedroom house. It's nothing than a greater feeling of me waking up every morning and loving the God that I serve, loving the life that I lead, helping people within my spiritual walk, and just creating a foundation of love and peace, because that has so been lost in this world. We all saying we need a leader, and we looking for somebody to follow, but if you follow your heart, you'll never go wrong. Never, never, never.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm in agreement with you. And now I want to go to the phone lines and bring one of our callers in on the line. Someone calling from 504, would you like to join us?
Hi, yes.
Please state your name.
Hi, my name is Crystal, and I was just calling in. I was listening to all of the conversations, and I just wanted to say it's so wonderful that you guys are touching on this subject, because my mother and I were having this exact conversation, and it just serves as confirmation that God is speaking to me, and the forces in the earth are reaching out to me and my family and my mother to let us know that our struggle is not in vain, and the things that pain us every day are the things that you're talking about, not the reason we can't pay the bills or, you know, we don't have enough to eat. It's just that how society is driven as a whole to forget to feed the fellow man or to help the next person. You know, and it's just so powerful to me, and I'm here. I'm tearing up, and I'm chills running through me because I know this is something that people need to hear, and it's something that we talk about every day.
Give thanks.
Blessings.
Thank you
blessings
so much.
To you, Queen. Blessings.
And bless you all. I really enjoy what you're doing. This is my first time listening, and I'm just grateful that people are out there thinking the way that we are.
Well, we thank you for listening.
Yes,
not a problem. Thank you.
We really appreciate your being here. We're actually kind of touching on our next show topic, which will be the awakening, where we will spend a little bit more time talking about the awakening consciousness on a global, regional, and personal level and scale, activities and directions to move towards expanding third eye consciousness and spiritual activation and awakening. Diet, exercise, transcendental meditation, and exploring of world spirituality and religions. The Queen Mother and I have been discussing and meditating on this spiritual call, as it were, of sorts. We noticed taking place and gathering strength for some years now. We really began to look and pay attention to this around 2003. And around the same period, we both began to have prophetic dreams that we couldn't immediately make sense of or connect the dots to. And then Hurricane Katrina came and seeded us out all across the country to begin something new and to kind of carry this energy and this thought process into other regions. And now we sense something moving on the horizon. We are definitely operating under a new dispensation, and we will discuss in a future show just what we see and what we think that means for us as individuals and for the society as a whole. We're definitely moving into a less materially focused consciousness and to a more spiritual consciousness, whether people are really ready for this or not. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Are my callers all still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I faded out a little bit. I'm here as well. I definitely agree. I think it's important. It's very important.
Yeah, with the so-called demise of our economy, the crash of the economy, not just here in our nation, but worldwide, I think we are being forced to think in a very different way than we have in past.
I think that's the creator's way of getting our attention.
Yes, absolutely.
We've gotten caught up in so much materialistic gain and dog eat dog, we've forgotten how to live poor, if that makes any sense. How to just live off the land. That's where we started from, living off the land. And teaching each other how to cultivate the land and nurture the land in order for each person to prosper with just vegetables to exchange. You understand what I mean?
And
we've taken it way far fetched. So it's now time to get the villages back together, gather them back together, and start all over again, teaching them new skills, but survival skills using the earth. Because right now we're being destitute. Everything just went away, the computer, the TV, the phone, and we had to survive off the land. Will we be able to do that?
Yes, indeed. I think
they say, get ye out of Babylon.
Right, amen.
When I come to sweep away Babylon, ye shall be swept away also.
But also, amen. Come on now, y'all.
So we have to come with a new way of thinking, which really isn't new because it's nothing new under the sun.
Sun, right.
We have to go back to the old ways.
That's right.
Of thinking. So we have to go back to the laws that were first given to us, not the laws that were imposed.
Right. But then that foundation goes back to us teaching our children, talk to your grandmom, your great-grandfather. Go to the nursing home, talk to these older people, because they have the history. And it starts with them, And then we soak it in as the young, new generation, and we pass it on to our seed, and then they keep it going. It's like a human time capsule, if that makes any sense, because you're just rolling it over and rolling it over, but in a positive way, learning from the mistakes that our ancestors made, correcting them, and following through, keeping everything moving.
That's right. That's right. Some of my closest friends and neighbors are all over 75, and they have such profound wisdom, not just of the local environment and plant life and how they used to farm and cultivate within this community, but also they've seen the changes that have come from decade to decade, and they have learned the power and the gift of endurance,
right,
which I don't think many of us have anymore.
Because you don't have to suffer. That's why. We've not been made to suffer. There's no food strikes. There's no, we have to stand in the pressing line, the soup kitchen line. You know what I mean? Like, if you go back
right.
in history, the things that they had to suffer, we don't have to. We have the luxuries of life, so we've become spoiled. I believe that if you take a criminal over there to fight in Iraq, their idea of being a criminal may change. You understand? Putting them in a jail cell with 3 meals a day and a bed and table is still the comfort of home, and you got all your friends on the block with you, so you're really comfortable. But put you on the front line, you don't have nobody to call on but God, what you going to do?
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? It's just time. And it starts at home, and I'm going to continue to say the same thing as a mother. It starts at home. We have to teach our sons, these single moms out here, because I am one with two sons. You got to teach them how to be men. Don't let nobody tell you you can't teach them how to be a man. You can go up in their chest, and I'm not saying abusing them, but showing them to respect you as a woman. They will then respect the women that they encounter. There's so many women like Queen Tony was talking about last week. I mean, so many gentlemen like Queen Tony was speaking on last week that disrespect women because they've been conditioned to do so.
And now they see many in our community making a living doing it.
Exactly.
Doing it.
Exactly.
So it has been given a certain level of validity that it did not have, not even 20 years ago. When that type of behavior would have been shunned by the community collectively.
But the media has taken over. It's in our TV. It's in our books. It's in our music. We're not taking our kids like you were fortunate to go to the Smithsonian. My parents, too, were parents that did things with us. But most children are watching themselves because their single mom has to go to work. So Oodles and Noodles is the meal, and Barney or SpongeBob is the entertainment and education. Because you may happen to learn a couple things on Barney, but that's the extent that it goes. It doesn't go any further. But if you take these children out of their box of their environment and expose them, I was exposed to summer camp, expose them to things like that where you meet people from other countries so they don't feel ignorant to the fact that there are other worlds that exist. You understand other people with different languages, and it just teaches a whole new wave of life. But it has to start somewhere, and if we collectively, like the radio show and Queen Tony's plight and my site, continue to do these things as a collective, then the ball starts rolling, and we just keep passing it on, because word of mouth is the most powerful gift you can have, because it goes all over the world, basically.
Yes, indeed. Well, Queen Journey, we're going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up our phone discussion. And briefly talk about what we're going to be presenting next week with our show topic, The Awakening. And we will be forward in a moment.
Strong and he rules us all. Looking
As I stated earlier, our next show topic for April 15th, 8 p.m. Central U.S. time, will be the awakening. The awakening consciousness on a global, regional, and personal level and scale. Activities and directions to move towards expanding third eye consciousness and spiritual activation and awakening. Diet, exercise, transcendental meditation, and exploring of world spirituality and religions. The awakening is about reconnecting to the divine, to the higher spirit, to the higher consciousness that we have somehow lost touch with, contact with in this society. You'll find that through this process, not only will you be able to tap spiritual dimensions and spiritual information much more readily and feel more at home in that realm, but also you will gain the ability to protect yourself from much of the negative dominating energies within our society and our cultures today. Awakening ourselves to knowing and understanding our higher purpose and our higher goal for being here and for enduring, and for moving forward. Times are becoming very, very difficult. Unfortunately, things are not necessarily improving. I believe that there are more calamities and more things that we as a nation and as a people will have to endure. I would like to thank our caller, Crystal from New Orleans, for calling in. I would like to thank Queen Mother Naima Shikamana, also known as Sister Tony, for being our special guest and co-host. Also, our co-host and special guest, Queen Journey. I would like to thank all those in the chat room, all those in the archive. May divine blessings and prosperity be upon you. May God be with you in all things. Divine peace and blessings, love and prosperity. Ashe.
Yeah. front of the name Latifah. I come with the real life perspective and rule, cause me and my people from around the way remain cool. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the wood, around the mother.
Just another day living in the hood, just another day around the way. Feeling good today, I'm feeling okay.